How often do exes get back together? Exact survey results by Max Jenker. There are many untruths out there, even some blatant lies about how often exes get back together. Of course, this comes at no surprise. We breakup advice givers, we are incentivized to mislead. Because the more certainty about the odds of exes reconciling we can inject into our followers, the likelier it is they will buy our products and services. Think about it like this. If I told you there was some exceptionally high chance you'll get back with your ex, you would probably jump at the chance to hire me to make it happen. But if I told you that getting back together with an ex is usually a lost cause and a dumb idea, you'd more likely dismiss reconciliation as foolish and not even worth attempting. Well, I hate to say this, but reconciliation is often foolish and not worth attempting. According to a survey of 4,534 participants aged 18 to 55, that I conducted between January 2023 and April 2024, only 42% of exes get back together. Of these, roughly 18% have stayed together for over a year after reconciling. If you just came for the raw data, there you have it. You may click away now. However, if you'd like to parse through the data I collected, learn how it compares to other datasets, and how to leverage it to skew the odds of getting your ex back in your favor, read further. Survey caveats. My survey, like any survey, is skewed. I mean, answering how often exes get back together is tricky. So here are some caveats about a survey that you should know about. Number 1, narrow cultural factors. Roughly 85% of the respondents were from the US, Canada, and Australia, which are individualist cultures. This means that the survey results would probably differ in another cultural setting, such as if I conducted it across China or Latin America. 2, distinct brand identity. If you've been reading me frequently, you know I generally don't like the idea of going back to an ex. In fact, I tend to encourage my readers to move on instead. For these reasons, my readers, the people who took my survey, are more likely to move on to someone else, even when they could technically still rekindle things with their ex. 3. Survey timing. I started sending out my survey at the tail end of the pandemic, a time when there were, on average, fewer dating options and more people craving to get back with their ex. 4. Coaching. When I conducted this survey, I also coached some of the participants. While I don't do much coaching, I do enough of it to perhaps skew the numbers a bit. Finally, number 5, participant neediness. Most people who read sites like mine are in a state of heightened neediness, making them prone to doing dumb shit like stalking and chasing after their ex. Hence, they have a lower chance of mending their relationship in general, especially compared to people who don't actively digest ex-back content. The survey data unveiled. With the caveats noted, let's examine the survey data I received in detail. First, I'll paste the question I asked my readers in the form of a subtitle, and then I'll proceed to give the answer based on the data collected. Disclaimer, I've rounded some of the percentages in this survey to keep things clear and simple. Because of this, the totals might not add up perfectly. Question. Did you get back together with your ex? I know I wrote this earlier, but here's a recap so we're all on the same page. According to my survey, 32% of exes get back together, and approximately 18% of those 32% have stayed together for over a year after mending things. The remaining 14% parted ways shortly after reconciling. Question: what is your gender? 51% of survey respondents are male, 45% female, and 4% are non-binary. Question: how old are you? 16% of the survey respondents fell into the 18 to 24 age bracket, 51% into the 25 to 34 age bracket, 27% fell into the 35 to 44 one, 5% into the 55 to 64 one, and finally, 1% of people fell into the 65 and over age bracket. Considering these percentages, the average age of a survey respondent is 32.75 years. Question: were you and your ex married or engaged? 23% of the survey respondents reported being married or engaged, while 78% reported otherwise. Question: how old was your relationship? 2% of the respondents report less than a month. 9% report 2 to 5 months. 22% report 6 to 12 months. 29% report 1 to 2 years. 19% report 2 to 5 years. And 20% 5 years or more. After doing some math magic on this survey dataset, with the help of AI since I suck at math, the average duration of a relationship for a respondent translates to 33.47 months, which is about 2.79 years. Question: how long did it take you to get back with your ex? About 37% of exes got back together in the first month. A whopping 57% got back together during months 2 and 5. And only 5% got back together after staying apart for 5 months or longer. So, roughly speaking, an average person gets back together with their ex in 2.56 months. Question: how satisfied are you with your reformed relationship? On a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being very unsatisfied and 5 being very satisfied, 52% of the survey respondents report a 5, very satisfied, 29% a 4, satisfied, 13% a 3, moderately satisfied, 2% a 2, dissatisfied, and 6% a 1, very dissatisfied. When averaged out, the overall rekindled relationship satisfaction rating is approximately 4.23 out of 5. Question: why did you and your ex got back together? From a multiple choice list of possible answers, 61% of respondents picked unresolved feelings, 47% picked familiarity / comfort, 45% picked loneliness, 27% external circumstances, i.e. being in the same city, having mutual friends, having shared responsibilities like pets or kids, and so on. And 15% picked realization of compatibility. Basically, they realized they have aligned values, goals, and beliefs with their ex. Question: what helped the most when mending your relationship? Now, this was an open-ended question, so the responses varied widely. However, I took the time to summarize, organize, and categorize them for clarity. So, based on this restructured data, here's what helped most when mending a relationship, listed from the most helpful to the least. Therapy, solo self-improvement and self-care, getting better at boundaries and communication, finding a purpose beyond the next, the no-contact rule, ex-back coaching, dating other people, other. Further analysis. Here are some additional interesting findings from analyzing my survey's responses listed in no specific order. Finding number 1. Age affects the chances of exes getting back together. On average, younger couples aged 18 to 35 are about 17% more likely to get back together with their ex. After discussing this topic with some of my readers and clients, I come up with 3 reasons why this is so. First, younger people are, on average, more needy and insecure than older folk. They also report having a greater fear of being alone. Therefore, they're more likely to run back to an ex instead of finding someone better or simply enjoying the single life. Second, younger people often have less relationship experience than their older counterparts. This lack of experience can lead to unresolved feelings and a weaker understanding of personal relationship needs and boundaries. Consequently, the allure of a familiar relationship, despite its past challenges and baggage, can be more tempting than the uncertainty of new connections. Third, societal and peer pressures. In many social circles, being in a relationship can be seen as a status symbol or a marker of adulthood. These pressures can then push younger people to get back with their ex, even though that may be unhealthy, just to conform to societal expectations. Finding number 2. Gender affects the chances of exes getting back together. My survey demonstrated that women have, on average, an 11% greater chance of getting back with an ex than men. I'd argue this is pretty accurate, since it aligns with many similar findings observed in relationship psychology. Studies suggest that women are often more proactive in initiating conversations about relationship issues and reconciliation. Men, on the other hand, are less likely to initiate these conversations, potentially leading to a lower rate of successful reunions post-breakup. Additionally, according to a study published in the Journal of Marriage and Family, women are more likely to seek out relationship counseling and are generally more engaged in maintaining communication post-breakup. This can also lead to higher reconciliation rates compared to men, who tend to withdraw from getting help. Finally, a paper in Psychological Science found that women typically have a greater emotional awareness, which can contribute to a better understanding of what went wrong in a relationship and what is needed to mend it. Finding number 3. Relationship length affects the chances of exes getting back together. A longer relationship almost always equals a higher likelihood of reconciliation. More specifically, my survey found that exes with a relationship older than 2 years but younger than 4 years had the highest success rate of getting back together and staying together. I'd argue this success is mainly attributed to the fact that this 2 to 4 year period strikes the perfect balance where the emotional investment is significant yet not overshadowed by the negative effects of long-term discontent, complacency, or disengagement. Finding number 4. Getting back with an ex has a lot more to do with self-improvement than ex-back advice. This finding warmed the cockles of my heart. I've been beating the "you need self-improvement, not ex-back advice" drum for years. And thankfully, the responses to my last survey question, "What helped the most when mending your relationship?" overwhelmingly support this perspective. To clarify, when rated for effectiveness, ex-back advice ranked 6th out of 8 options. It was significantly outperformed by therapy, solo self-improvement and self-care, getting better at boundaries and communication, finding a purpose beyond an ex, the no-contact rule. How my survey compares to other ex-back data? As you'd expect, I'm not the first to provide an answer to how often exes get back together. Many people have done this before me. And in this section, I'll review some of these people's answers and data and compare it to the results of my survey. Disclaimer, most of these people exclusively report the percentages on how often exes come back, but do not specify how long these reconciled relationships last. Please keep this in mind. Number 1. Kevin Thompson. Kevin is a breakup coach with 11 years of experience and the lead author behind Ex Back Permanently, one of the most popular Ex Back blogs out there. Based on his 3,000 plus participant study, he found that about 30% of exes get back together, and roughly half of those 30% stay together. The other half part ways shortly after reconciling. Also, full credit to Kevin. It was his data on exes reuniting that inspired me last year to create and start sending out the very survey I'm reporting on now. Number 2. Jesse Martin. Jesse is a writer and the author behind Rapid Breakup Recovery, and he has been helping people, specifically men, heal and grow from their breakups since 2012. Based on his years of coaching and sharing breakup advice, he reports that only 5% of people get back with their ex. 3. Jean Corignac. Jean is a writer, personal development coach, and breakup analyst behind the popular self-help and breakup advice blog called Magnet of Success. According to him, getting back with an ex works out 10% of the time, with the dumpers leaving again 20 to 30% out of those 10%. 4. Amber Venom. Amber Venom is one of the most quoted researchers on reconciliation, mainly because of a study she published in the Journal of Adolescent Research in 2012. In this study, titled Relationship Churning in Emerging Adulthood, On-Off Relationships and Sex with an Ex, she found out that about 50% of exes get back together. However, note that this study solely examines young adults aged 17 to 24 from a single area of a country, so take it with a grain of salt. 5. Dr. Renee Dolly. Dr. Renee Dolly is a researcher who focuses on how family members help or hinder weight management. In 2009, she boldly stepped out of her specialization to conduct a survey on reconciliation among college students. In this survey, published in the Journal of International Association for Relationship Research, she found that about 65% of them eventually get back together with their ex. But don't get your nipples too hard just yet. Her survey has the same problem as Venom's study. It exclusively examines young adults who, according to my survey, generally have a higher likelihood of getting back together with an ex. The bottom line. To recap, Kevin Thompson observed a 30% reconciliation rate among his study participants, whereas Jesse Martin noted a starkly lower 5% rate. Jean Corignac reported a 10% chance of reuniting, contrasted by Amber Venom and Dr. Renee Dolly, who documented higher rates of 50% and 65% respectively within younger adult populations. Aggregating these diverse figures yields an average probability of 32% for exes getting back together. Ironically, this figure aligns closely with the results from my own survey. Now, I'm sure I could list additional data that would further skew the average percentages of how often exes get back together. However, the consistency across different datasets and demographics provides a reliable bottom line for our understanding. This bottom line being that, while possible, reconciliation surely isn't common. Now, this throws quite a bit of cold water on the often overhyped stats thrown around the ex-back advice world. Many gurus might tell you reuniting is just around the corner, but let's face it, their numbers often don't hold up to real-world scrutiny. Beyond just the raw stats, let me remind you again that my survey was not without its quirks. From cultural biases to the specific slices of demographics I looked at, these factors add layers upon layers of complexity, making a one-size-fits-all conclusion rather shaky. But ultimately, we can still assert that rekindling an old romance is more of a rarity than the norm. So if you're thinking about getting back with your ex, it might be worth keeping your expectations in check.